How old is Mr. Jerry now?
He's 71.
71.
Now, he didn't get but very little schooling.
I think he told me over the phone about fourth grade.
Yeah.
Sound about right?
It's about right.
You and Mr. Jerry belong to a church around
Yes,
here?
We do. We belong to Liberty Baptist Church. Baptist Church is the oldest church in this association.
Is that in Strong?
No, it's over here in the woods between Lawson and Urbana. When you get there, you're at the end of the road.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was erected in 1842, I believe.
That's been around a while.
This Baptist Association is called Liberty because it was organized there. And the people have a... We have a water, you know, pump on well out there. We have electricity, our air conditioner. We have our indoor toilets and things, and we have our kitchen. But now when we first married, it was heated by wood. And the old building still stood, it's been rebuilt. And so it's really been kept up. It's not too many people that go there. We have Sunday school enrollment about 72, something like that.
That's pretty good size.
Yeah.
For sure.
I was a member of the Baptist Church in El Reto when we married. Like I say, Otis lived right out here. And my daddy rented this house and land right down here, and we shared property, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad had nothing but girls. The baby was a boy, but he wasn't large enough to carry us a drink of water hardly. He was little and spoiled. And us girls went out there and worked in the field. Boy, I tell you, that we got a taste of hard work that year.
Okay.
Every time it come a rain, we had to put out sweet potatoes, you know, so they'd live. My sister tickled me. She said, well, if you come up with a shower, she said, well, let's go on. We're going to pull off potato slips and put them out this evening. But we raised 400 bushels of sweet potatoes.
Goodness gracious.
And of course we got high for them. That's all we got. My daddy, when the Depression hit, he didn't have any money. He raised, they had lived there in town. And he tried to buy us kids things that we needed and just never did really save. It was like every time he'd get any money saved up, there would be something come along and take it. My little sister had to have surgery, appendectomy, or whatever you want to call it. And my brother got hurt in a storm down here Strong, and my daddy had to put out some money on that. So when the Depression came, it really left us with just living from payday to payday. So that really meant that we had to get out and go to work. And so he used us girls to help him out. And I had one sister whose husband had gone to the Rio Grande Valley to pick fruit during the Depression. And he went out there and he didn't ever come back. Left her with us with a little boy. He married one of those Mexicans out there. But after that first year, she went to El Reto and got her job in cafe. She didn't stay. And of course, I married. And that was just the most prominent we've ever done, you know, that I can remember that I helped out with it. But it's a hard life, I tell you. You don't make too much farming. My husband used to farm. He always paid his help because he had a job. He paid these boys every Saturday night. And he took all the crop, you know, took everything we raised.
Well, what about your husband's people? Where are they from?
They're from here, I think.
Okay.
His grandfather was Irish.
Is that right?
I heard him say he was Irish, so I don't know what that meant. Whether some of them
Is that on his father's side?
Uh-huh. It's on his father's.